I just wanted to talk a little bit about the Ched Evans case. I just want to, first of all, just read some of the tweets that I felt particularly stood out. And I'm very interested to hear what your reaction and thoughts to some of these are. In a Premier Inn with two footballers after a night out, expecting tiddlywinks and ruining a poor bloke's life. What a gold digger. How can there be any evidence if the silly bitch can't remember anything? If nailing a tramp who's too drunk to say no is a crime, then the old bill need to get down to mine with a set of cuffs. I hope that silly tramp gets properly raped one day. Women will come up with any excuse to get their 15 minutes of fame, drunken slag, money-grabbing whore. What's your reaction to some of those?
Yeah, it's interesting. It comes back to, I think, what I was saying earlier about giving consent. And, you know, at no point did she give consent for that to happen. And the fact that she was too drunk, if that's what the case was, then that still isn't giving somebody consent to do something to her that she hasn't agreed to. It doesn't give anyone the right to behave with your body, act in a way that you haven't expressly asked for.
Why do you think those people that wrote those comments don't agree with you, though?
Possibly because they don't understand what rape is. It would be interesting to discuss what people actually think rape is, because it's not necessarily being jumped out at from behind some bushes by an unknown person. Rape, in the majority of cases, is performed by someone that you know, or that you have actually willingly gone somewhere with and met for the first time, but willingly gone somewhere with. It's not about strangers. That does happen, but it's not in the majority of cases. So therefore, once you're in that situation, there has to be some express, you know, acceptance between two parties that something is going to happen. Now, if somebody is too drunk to give their consent, then they haven't given consent.